Friday, everybody. It's the Jonathan Weir Show here on 98.1 KNBZ. You're going to kick off the Friday list in just a moment. We got Will Sterrett joining us in studio. Thanks for hanging out with us today, Will.
Oh, of course. Greetings, and thanks for having me.
Today, we've been promoting all week that we were going to be doing the list of best canceled TV shows.
Which is a good list, I might add.
Rod is not able to talk today, so we were like, I don't know, we want to have that without... Well, I just didn't want to do it without Rod.
Rude.
And then I knew you were coming in, so I was like, let's do a music one.
Okay.
What?
Sports night, there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly... Let's just put the cards on the table. I know you well enough that I knew you wouldn't have a ton of TV, canceled TV shows.
How dare you?
You can count on one, maybe two at this point, but one hand, how many TV shows you've watched.
No, I've watched more than that.
Really?
Yeah. I'd have some strong nominees in that category.
Really? Okay, who would you have for best canceled shows?
I would, Sports Night, I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Becker, I would put in that category.
Uh-huh.
That was a great show.
Sure.
According to Jim.
Okay, these are all...
It's a good show.
They progressively got
what?
More mediocre as
what?
You went. It went from, okay, you know what? That's not bad. To Becker, okay, the Ted Danson vehicle after Cheers.
Becker
and then,
was a great show.
And then it ends with According to Jim. With the Belushi brother
that
nobody asked for.
I did that one for your benefit.
Okay. All right, good.
What's wrong
good.
With Becker, though?
I never watched it.
Yeah, clearly.
That's why it was canceled.
That's why you're dragging. No, that's why you're dragging
it. That's why it was
because you never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd watched it, you wouldn't be dragging it.
Dragging it?
Yeah.
What kind of terminology is
You've
that?
You've never heard that before?
Rebecca, do you know what he's... You have teenagers. Does he talk like a normal human being, or is this crazy?
That's definitely not teen talk, okay. So no, I don't know what he's talking about.
By the way, Teen Talk debuting Sunday
at
12:05.
You would not be saying such profane things about Becker had you actually watched it.
Anyway, it's time to do the Friday list.
Yeah, Friday.
It's Friday night.
And the list tonight is best song about or involving clothing. Mostly in the title. But if it's not in the title and it's still a strong song, then I'll allow it. I'll let it go. I'll let it slide. Because Will actually talked me into that position. I'm going to start off the list with actually a song we were just talking about the other day. But I do love this song.
Attack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short...
The song is Short Skirt, Long Jacket by the band Cake. It goes on the list at number one. If you've never heard us do the list before, we get 16 of something and then vote on which one is the best. And again, that is number one. Will Sterrett.
This was the one that resulted from our sidebar today because it was the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, this is the clean version.
Yes.
Okay.
I have made sure that everything is okay.
Okay, good.
Give me my money back. Give me my money back, you bitch. I want my money back.
Really?
What?
Nothing.
Don't forget. Yeah.
Ben Folds 5, song for the dumps.
All right. Just because of the black t-shirt line, I can't. I love that song so much. I love that band so much. And I actually love that lyric so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just about, I took you out for dinner and you stiffed me, but not in the way I wanted. It also has to do with the fact that you... have my black t-shirt still.
Okay, you probably can't relate to this because you married the very first person you dated.
Mm-hmm.
But
immediately, actually, on our second date. right then.
Mm-hmm.
There. It's weird she accepted.
Yeah. But anyone who has ever been through a breakup, especially the dude, can attest to this. There's an article of clothing that was once loaned or said, you know, hey, yeah, fine, whatever, that does not return. Okay. And you're mad about it.
And you deserve to lose it.
I think
after what you did.
It'd be kind of funny, though, if it was the woman be like, hey, can I get my lace teddy bag? And he's like, no. I'm not wearing it, but it...
It's a souvenir.
It has sentimental value.
It's in the trophy case.
I need it. I had a friend who his girlfriend broke up with him, and she left her, I think it was either prom, but it seems like they're too young for that. So it was high school, but it was like early high school.
So like homecoming
or winter ball or whatever.
Yeah.
He had like a dress of hers that he had bought her, and then she, I guess, had left at his house, and it was there. And after they'd broken up, I went over to his house, and he's like, hey, come out to the alleyway with me. I was like, okay. I'm out there in the alleyway. He has this bucket that he starts dumping styrofoam and orange juice and gasoline into.
Orange juice?
And then he mixes it up with a plunger, the stick of a plunger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like thick and gooey.
Yeah, he basically...
It's napalm.
And he made homemade napalm.
Then he's like, stay here, watch this.
I've never heard the orange juice part, though.
You can use orange juice.
Huh.
And then he goes into the house and grabs this dress, dunks it in the bucket of napalm, and sets it on fire in the alleyway.
Wow.
And I was... Then and there, if I was ever on the bubble with breaking up with Katie, I was like, nope.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it does to you. I'm not breaking up with anybody.
Breakup makes you do crazy things.
Yeah. That is a special kind of revenge right there.
It's not a revenge. It's at least center the ashes. I don't know if he did. He might have.
He may have.
He might have done that.
Or just center the whole bucket. Send it to her COD, too.
But yeah, styrofoam, never mind. I shouldn't be repeating that.
I was going to say, yeah. Bad enough he gave the recipe once.
Like, you can't find it in the movies. It was in Fight Club, for God's sake.
Yeah, but rule number one about Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
That's about the club itself, the movies. Fine. Rebecca!
Yes, okay. So this is also the clean version of the song that I've chosen. I am choosing from the text line tonight, but the first song is mine.
Sounds great.
It's mine. The first.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. And I go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off them shoes.
Never heard
of it. Yeah, right. I once owned blue suede shoes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Also have a dog named Elvis.
That's true.
He's getting a haircut today. I can't wait to see him.
Focus.
Sorry.
Focus.
I'm sorry.
It seems like blue suede or any kind of suede would make a terrible shoe because, like, shoes inherently are going to get wet.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You have to spray them with the stuff, you know, that makes them repellent of water.
No, I think it's repellent on its own.
They were really cute shoes.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, but then my pregnant sister wore them and stretched them out.
What does being pregnant have to do with that part?
Pregnant women have huge feet.
Do they?
Yeah,
Well, all of them, but there is a lot of swelling that happens, and she had a lot more than usual.
It's like they're just walking around on water balloons down there.
That's basically my sister.
Yeah.
Was my sister. She's great now.
No.
Her feet are completely normal.
That's that squishing noise.
If her sister's listening, Rebecca always goes on and on about her sister's big freaking feet.
Wow.
She should take up clown college or something because she's already halfway there with her feet, she says.
Yeah, that's true.
Was that the sister that was on the
Extreme Makeover
show? Extreme Makeover show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they focus on her feet at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So blue suede shoes goes on the list at number 3. Text in your suggestions to the text line at 22980. And every 100th one we get, Rebecca will put on the list. Again, it's the Friday list. It's songs about clothing. Songs about clothing. I have actually one more before we go to break. Let me put one more before we go to break on. since we were talking about shoes, I'm going to do this guy.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na.
She got diamonds. You know, I have to say, I was not a fan. And granted, I was very young at the time, but I don't like the whole world music thing that...
You weren't a fan of Graceland?
No. No, Graceland was okay. I mean, it's a good album, but I just don't like this world... I didn't like the world music fad. I just thought it was a little bit forced in the 80s. With people like, you know...
Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, Bobby McFerrin and the Talking Heads and Paul Simon. And like, look, we're like trying to make amends for white culture by having, you know, world music. So we're branching out. It's not just rock and roll. I guess. I don't know.
Maybe I'm overthinking it. I think you're overthinking it.
But and I'm not saying that whole white culture comment, that came off wrong. I didn't mean like...
They were just woke. Let's face it.
That's what I was saying.
They were woke.
It was like PC music.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like that song. I do like that one. All right. What else needs to be on this list of the best songs that involve an article of clothing? Every time I say the name of the list this week, it just seems a little bit more ridiculous to me. But I'm having fun so far. So we have four. Will Starrett has the next pick. That's coming up in just 5 minutes here on 98.1. It's time for traffic with Major Miles.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
It sure is. And
we're doing our Friday list this week. The list is best song that involves clothing. I love the lists that we do that are just random and weird and where it's songs that have nothing to do with each other. Last week we did best songs from 2010 until now, and those had something to do with each other. They're at least modern. These are just all over the place. So
absolutely,
we have Will Starrett joining us, by
Hello.
The way. So far we have four, and those four are Short Skirt Long Jacket by Cake, Song for the Dumped by Ben Folds Five because of the line "Give me back my black T-shirt," Blue Suede Shoes by I can't remember
Elvis,
that guy, technically Carl Perkins, but whatever.
Carl Perkins did it better, by the way.
No, he did.
And then at number four was "Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes" by Paul Simon. Next pick is Will Starrett's number five.
Traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on.
There you go.
Mel McDaniel.
I'm impressed you knew that.
I know things.
That was going to be my next pick.
Was it really?
It was.
You have very eclectic tastes.
The text line's taste, not mine.
Good point. But I also know that sometimes they're your
you go
picks
rogue.
As well.
Yeah, well, if I don't recognize the song, I might not.
And also if the 100th pick is like, you know, I want to wear your head as a hat by Guar.
Oh,
I
picked that one. It's one of my favorites.
Guar.
All right. Well, that baby's got her blue jeans on. Her blue jeans on by Mel McDaniel goes on the list at number five. Rebecca, that stole your pick. So what's the next one?
All right. This one I think is even better than the last one.
All right.
Yeah.
About a shot that's made.
Sharp dressed man.
So good.
Technically, they don't have an article of clothing in the title, but it's all about articles of clothing, and they probably have more articles of clothing per song than anybody else.
I'd agree with that.
Just like they had more beard length per person in the band.
Except for the guy whose name was Beard.
Frank Beard.
Yep. Right?
No beard.
No beard.
And that had to be intentional,
right? Of course it was.
It had to be. Like, you know, I'm not going to have a beard. Or maybe the other guys are like, you have to grow a beard, Frank. And he's like, no. Beards don't grow beards. People expect that of us, and I'm tired of it. Just because somebody, his last name's Smith, you think they're going to be a blacksmith? Huh?
I think you're looking a little too far into this.
That's what I do. That's how I do.
Overthinking that one.
Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top goes on the list at number 6. Next pick is mine. And,
having trouble over there?
I'm just trying to decide. Okay. This one. I shouldn't love this song. Some people might go, really, that song? But I do like this song a lot.
Really? Really?
Zoot. Zoot Riot is a jam.
No, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love this song.
Thank you.
Pipes and chains and swinging hands.
How could you not like this?
Yes, I am.
Fat cat came to play. I listened to it one time.
Can't run fast enough. You'd best stay away when the pushes come to shove.
Well, I never know what you're going to like and not like. I thought you would like this one.
No, not happening.
You know what?
I was not a big fan of that whole swing revival thing. That didn't do much for me.
I was on it. I was fine with it.
I am all about the swing revival.
All right. So Zoot Suit Riot goes on the list. We're doing our Friday list of best songs that involve an article of clothing. What needs to be on this list? Text it into the text line at 22980. And every 100th text that we get from the text line is Rebecca Crockett's pick. Well, Starrett's pick is coming up. You want to tease it at all? You have anything special you want to do? Well,
no, I just want to play it.
You just want to play it.
I just want to play it.
I just want to play it. All right. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on 98.1.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
It's The Clash. London Calling here on 98.1. We're doing our Friday list. The list this week is best song that has something to do with clothing. We have 7 so far. Let me just tell you what we have. We have on the list Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake, Song for the Dump by Ben Folds 5, Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis Parsley, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On by Mel McDaniel, Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top, and Zoot Suit Riot, which I think is the clear winner, by Cherry Pop and Daddies.
No.
It could be.
No.
It could be.
At number 7, Will Starrett, you have number 8, halfway through the list.
You can leave your hat on.
I love Joe Cocker. I'm not gonna sit here and second guess.
Yeah. Okay, Joe Cocker should give all of us average guys hope that we can make it in the music business. And that's not to say that he sucked, because he didn't, but from a fundamentals perspective,
terrible.
Joe Cocker was awful.
Yeah, he wasn't hitting notes. He was just gargling words out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was the only guy doing that, on top of which, it just shows that it's not about your range or your ability to hit notes. It's about the effect that your voice has on people.
It's a style.
You hear Joe Cocker and you're like, oh, like kind of cool old bluesy dude.
Good with that.
Singing about how she dumped him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Though he doesn't have any. Hold on. No, I guess no. All of his songs are actually kind of positive.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's got the voice of a grizzled old miner, but like his best-known song is a Beatles cover, so it's not exactly negative.
Feeling all right.
He does, all right, he does have
the, well, but the line in there, I'm not feeling too good myself. That's as close as it gets.
Okay. Well, we all have those days.
Yeah. Of course.
He's just feeling all right, though. He's not feeling too good, but he's feeling all right.
Anyway. You can leave your hat on.
Joe Cocker goes on the list at number eight. Rebecca, what's number nine?
Representing from the text line, this one is going to blow your mind.
Ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on.
Oh, God.
Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven.
I predict a very early death for this song in the voting.
It's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Ha, because if they study close, real close, they might learn something. She.
All right, Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake.
JT.
I have to say, I'm actually happy with the picks that we have in how different they are. Because I came up with 20 of these myself, and we've actually had, except for my picks, obviously, the ones you guys have come up with have been totally different. I thought we would only have like 16 or so songs on here that could possibly even go on the list.
Yeah, at first, I thought this is a really hard topic, and then I realized this is actually really easy.
Yeah. The list, again, is best songs about clothing in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't really matter.
Involving clothing.
Oh, man, I want to play that, but I can't yet. All right.
Gotta save it.
Yeah, and... reticent to say that Scott Parks nominated this earlier. Sometimes he has good taste in music. This is one of those times. Damn old Mr. McGee. Raspberry Beret.
Solid.
By Prince goes on the list. I'm calling it an early favorite to win.
It's gonna survive a round or two.
Yep, I think so.
That'll make it through.
That's number 10. Will Starrett, you have pick number 11.
I would be remiss, even though they mentioned it on the prior program, I would be remiss if I wasn't the one to bring this one to the table.
Okay.
I have never seen that dress you wear. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red.
Stop mocking this.
Is dancing with me.
I love the guy's name too. Chris DeBoog.
Christopher. Which, if you say it too fast, it just sounds like Christopher.
Christopher. Yeah. No, it sounds like somebody with a speech impediment saying Christopher.
No, it does not.
Hey, Christopher. Well, apparently Rebecca likes it. She's singing.
Well, yeah, because it's...
Yeah, this is a classic.
That song is great.
Huh? Lady in Red by Christopher. Goes on the list. What year is that from?
87.
87, wow. Such it's just timeless,
magnificent.
Really.
Magnificent.
Yeah, I remember listening to that song when I had to clean the house on Saturdays.
Well, that's an odd memory to associate with.
Well, my parents always listened to their music when we were cleaning the house on Saturdays, and that was my mom's music.
Well, mm-hmm. when you hear a song, what is it about a song that gets you? Like when you say, "Oh, that's a jam."
Yeah.
Is there any identifiable commonality there for all the songs?
Usually it's lighter than average.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the light.
So it can't
side
be too heavy,
right? Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
Can't be too hard. But aside from that, no. There's no real. I haven't stopped and thought about it. I don't think there's a common thread.
Mm.
No.
Hmm.
Sax solos, though, always earn you points.
See, what's funny about that is
synthesizers earn you points.
I have the exact opposite opinion about sax solos.
Really?
I think that I just associate them with such cheesy music, in my opinion, from the 80s. That cheesy music, but you like it. I think that it's...
Like 8 years ago, I was so disappointed because Lady Gaga put out her song The Edge of Glory, which had a saxophone solo in it. At the same time, Katy Perry comes out with Last Friday Night, which also has a saxophone solo in it. And I thought, this is it, baby! The sax solo is back!
It's sax is back!
No, that was the end of it.
Mm.
Such a letdown. But no, the sax solo, hard to go wrong with that.
Okay.
Very hard to go wrong with it.
I just don't think it fits a lot of songs anymore. There's not a lot of, like, ballads.
Well, yeah, because most songs now are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could go... Who was Bruce Springsteen's sax player? Clarence. I guess you could go Clarence route and, like, have, like, a kind of a jazzy rock sax, but you probably don't like those kind of sax solos, do you?
I mean, they're... It's
you
better... I prefer that. But I'll say the Clarence Clemons rock kind of stuff. That's better than nothing.
Okay.
I mean, it might make something now that is terrible something a little less awful. It's not good, but it's better.
All right, Rebecca.
Okay, hang with me on this one. It was all over the text line.
Okay.
Memory piece with love. She made my coat of many.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll vouch for that. I'll vouch for that one.
As she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
All right.
You don't want any more of it?
It's okay. Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colors. You know,
what do you mean it's okay?
I initially did not like the song. I thought it was a newer song because she had that TV show or TV movie or whatever, The Coat of Many Colors.
Yeah, and where she tells her life story her mom actually made this coat for her.
It's great. And I thought it was just really lame. But... Now that I know it's from the early 70s, actually, I'm a little more on board. And I know that's pathetic, but I just thought it was Dolly selling out, and she was just needed a Christmas kind of song.
Dolly would never sell out.
No, yeah. That song is autobiographical.
Yeah, I know.
Not only
I know it's a real song. Yeah. I did not know that it was a real story behind the song. I just thought it was a cheesy country.
That's why I say that. The song itself is autobiographical. Okay. She lived that.
That is Dolly's story, Jonathan.
Okay. I'm sorry. I said now I like
How
it.
How dare you question Dolly?
Oh, my God.
Just like Coal Miner's Daughter, that's autobiographical, too. Loretta Lynn lived that.
She lived it.
Mm-hmm.
She almost died it. All right.
Yeah.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Coming up on The Jonathan Weir Show, more of our picks for best song that involve an article of clothing. Again, I just say it and I laugh. The next one is my pick, and I will tell you this. It will not be undone by any of the others. It's coming up in 5 minutes. Yeah, good tease. All right, doing our Friday list of the best songs that have something to do with clothing in one way or another. So far on the list, we have 12. We have Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. Song for the Dumped by Ben Folds 5. Blue Suede Shoes. God, I can't remember who that
Elvis Presley.
That. Right, that guy. Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Parsley.
Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On
Don't
by Mel McDaniel.
Me,
Sharp Dress Man by ZZ Top. Zoot Suit Riot by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. You Can Leave Your Hat On.
Joe Cocker,
by Joe
baby.
Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
Suit and Tie by Justin Timberlake. Raspberry Beret by Prince. Lady in Red by Chris de Burgh. and coat of
could you many... please not sound like you're vomiting when you say his name
and coat of many colors by one Dolly Parton. The next one is my pick, and it is actually the first song I thought of for this list. Quickly fast forward through this part because
that intro is a little long.
It's really long with just talking.
Hey, Brock. Oh, they only got to the Hey, Brock part.
Okay.
You were right there, man.
I'm so glad we're all back together.
I was.
This is great. Hey, you know about the party after the show? Oh, man, it's one of the best. I'm so sorry.
Here we go. Here's the verse.
Yes.
By Weezer, otherwise known as Undone, the Sweater Song. Goes on the list. That is number 13. And Will, do you like this song, or you just thought of it?
I thought of it first. Like, my initial thought was, ooh, the Sweater Song. And then I realized, yeah, Jonathan's there, yeah, the like, guy, that's the first
thing. The guy with the
Weezer
tattoo is probably going to put that on the
list. Right. That's the first. That was probably the first thing on your list, wasn't it?
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
I very well may have... No, okay, I'll tell you how we came up with this list today. Rebecca and I were talking about how Rod wasn't going to be on the show because he couldn't talk. Or he wouldn't be on air anyway because he couldn't talk. And we were like, okay, so what do we do? And I was like, he was really excited about doing the canceled TV show one. And we'd been talking about it for a while. And he was like really excited. So
and
I was like,
you thought I wouldn't be able to contribute to that.
And I also thought that you might not be able to contribute as well to that one as you would to a music one because are more music focused than you are TV and movie focused. So when we knew we had Will, I was like, I don't know what list could we do? And I jokingly said, how about, I don't know, best song about an article of clothing? And Rebecca responded, like Blue Suede Shoes? And I was like, yeah,
devil with
and
the blue
dress.
And
then we just kept going back and forth. So I was like, okay, this is it. This
yeah,
is a
it
good
just
list.
Kept going.
Yes, actually, that works.
Yeah, yeah. I like it when a plan comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Will Starrett, you have number 14.
My entry, actually, this is going to probably surprise you both, considering my affinity for less than modern music.
Mm-hmm.
My entry is actually only like 2 years old.
Really?
Yes. It was a pop hit for Hey Violet called Hoodie.
What?
I love Hey Violet.
All right. I have never heard this song.
Really?
But obviously Rebecca has, and I'm sure a lot of people in the audience has. I'm not going to limit the list to my taste. But Hoodie by Hey Violet, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Goes on the list at number 14. Keep texting in your picks to 22980. What have we not gotten to on this list of songs about clothing? Rebecca Crockett's pick is coming up next, and that is based on the text line. Every 100 texts we get from the text line is Rebecca's pick, and that's coming up in just 5 minutes here on 98.1. We'll be back at 7:04. Show here on KBZ. Got Will Starrett joining us tonight. Again, thank you so much, Will. I know it was short notice.
Hey, of course.
But
glad to
really
be
appreciate
here.
You coming in.
Always a pleasure.
We are doing our Friday list. This week, the list is best song that has something to do with clothing. I don't know.
Why is this funny to you?
Because it's just such a ridiculous thing to be debating. I don't know.
Ridiculous, but fun.
But we've also done lists of best song with a color in the title.
I was going to say, you've done some pretty ridiculous lists over the years.
I like the ridiculous ones. I'm not mocking it. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I just find it funny.
Call it the ridiculous.
I would, but I think Anderson Cooper actually ends his show with that every day.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. No wonder that sounded familiar.
Yeah. Whose turn is it? It's Rebecca Crockett's turn.
It is my turn.
Pick number 15.
Yeah, if you don't believe that I'm pulling from the text line, you will after I play this song.
Oh, dear God, what is she going to play?
I need to burn. So I can get the stuff stomping in my Air Force One.
Big boys stomping in my Air Force
One. Will knew it. What is it?
Yeah.
Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones.
By Nelly. Featuring Lunatics.
This is Saint Lunatics.
Saint Lunatics. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I think I chose the super clean version of that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Really appreciate that.
I'm always a fan of it when they label it the squeaky clean version.
How old is that song?
2002, I believe.
Wow. So I thought Air Force One. I'm so out of it. I don't know. Never. I thought those were more recent shoes.
No.
I thought
Aren't those like classic shoes? But then they brought them back.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know.
Maybe.
No, that's probably just the Jordans I'm thinking
in
of.
Like in that era, in the whole shoe collecting scene, which I never really understood, but that was like Air Force Ones were the thing, man.
Yeah, my son has those.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He doesn't collect them, does he?
Yeah, he does. He's into the Off-Whites right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How many different shoes has he collected?
He probably has a collection of 10 of the very high-priced, ridiculous
ones. Does your son have a job?
He does have a job. Okay, yeah, he spends all his own money. I'm like, not buying these.
Not to besmirch you or your husband and your earning potential, but I just didn't think that you were, our son has a sneaker collection.
No. He pays for these, and he buys and sells and does all of that.
I've never understood that.
I don't get it either.
Like collecting shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem weird. I mean, unless they were worn by a very pretty woman. Sorry, wait, that was weird. I'm sorry.
That's really weird.
Now, see, wrong on the list.
Hang on, real quick. At that point, it's not a shoe collection, it's memorabilia.
It's a fetish.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little creeped out now.
To be honest, I've never understood that fetish. Feet disgust me.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So much.
I don't get that
they
at all.
They disgust me so much. They bother me.
Even baby feet? Even cute little baby feet?
Okay, no, like Finn's feet. No, those are adorable. Okay.
But they still have toe jam on
feet?
Them.
Ugh.
Still toe jam.
I don't mind. I get the toe jam out of those. He's got cute little feet. They're ticklish.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
The problem is I want to eat them.
What?
And now we're getting weird again.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Doesn't everybody have that compulsion to eat their children?
No.
Just me?
No. Yeah.
All right.
Mike Tyson.
he wanted to eat other guys. Children.
Yeah. I want to eat his children. That's what it was.
All right. Anyway. Next pick on the list is mine, and I'm thankful for that because this needs to go on there.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Devil with the Blue Dress by Mitch Ryder goes on the list at number 16. But it being a music list, we do typically carry these over a little bit and go a little bit longer on them than we do for other lists. We'll go past 16. Will, what's your next one?
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
Why did she want to stay?
Girl, we'll tell you more.
What? Why did she want to stay in the locker? She bought the thing. Did she not try it on?
Well, you got to understand, when a woman buys a swimsuit, she has the best of intentions in mind, but once she puts it on, the confidence goes out the window.
Thank you for woman-splaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. I think she got cold feet when she got to the swim place.
Man, the 50s,
whether it was the beach or
early 60s was just the time period
for goofy, stupid joke songs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even complaining about it. I love it. I think that it's great. But songs like that and...
Purple People Eater.
Purple People Eater.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I love that song.
Oh, and I just thought of another song that not only fits this criteria that you're talking about, but also fits our list, too.
Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada. What is that? Camp?
Camp Granada?
Camp Granada. That's what it is. Camp Granada.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rebecca Crockett, do you have another pick?
Yeah, and if we didn't have this one on the list, then we would have people waiting in the parking lot for us afterwards tonight.
We always do anyway.
I was going to say, that didn't narrow it down very much.
You keep saying
yes.
You got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin'.
I can't hear the song without thinking of the Fembots, though. From Austin Powers.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
Boom, 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 ba-dum, boom.
These boots are made for walking.
Boom.
And that's just what they'll do.
Boom.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Remember
these
when Jessica Simpson pulled the feeding tube out of that song by covering it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That was awful.
She was like, how can I get people to hate me more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I will sing this classic.
By a beloved. Well, it's like, really, did Nancy Sinatra have any other songs that people knew?
Yes.
What were the other songs?
Sugartown.
Nope.
She also had a duet with Frank Sinatra. It was a huge hit. Something Stupid.
Nope.
Trust me, you would know both of those if you heard them.
Okay.
But, yeah, there was more to the Nancy Sinatra catalog than just
boots.
That song. Yes.
Right. That goes on the list at number 8. I have another pick, and I'm thinking, let's see. I think this is my final pick. I don't think I have anything else that has to go on the list, or I'll be mad. This one, though, has to.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, yeah.
So, wait, just to clarify.
Oh, you sweet.
We're now going for fringe and not the full article of clothing. Just a particular accoutrement.
It has to do with
just
clothing.
Play. Just play.
Keep playing it.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling the walk and a giggling the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
The Big Bopper and Chantilly lace. Go on the list at number 19. My favorite, one of my favorite just little gags from The Simpsons was they had the Big Bopper's grave, and on it said, "Goodbye, baby." I don't know why.
No, that's funny.
And it was like that's one of the first like kind of jokes that should have gone over my head, but I remember being like 9 years old, and they're like, I get that!
Right?
I get that joke. That's awesome.
All
that's
right.
Good.
Will, you got one for number 20?
I do.
All right.
Faded denim clothes she wore.
What?
But I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen. And she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans.
There you go.
I asked her, what's a woman?
What do you mean, oh no?
I don't know.
What's wrong with Conway Twitty?
Conway Twitty's great. He's amazing.
Side note.
Makes my life light up with joy.
Have you noticed like 90% of his songs end with him getting it on?
Well, I think he had to like reinforce the idea that he could. Because you look at that guy. With that haircut, you don't think that guy gets a lot.
That guy's a sex machine.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
All right, coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show, we're going to vote. On this list, the list of best songs about clothing. That's coming up in just 5 minutes at 7:21. We will vote on which song is the best coming up here on 98.1.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
It is time to begin voting on the best song of all time that has to do with clothing. Here we go.
First round. Tight feet, tight fitting jeans versus song for the dumped.
Ooh, that's tough because both of those are mine.
Song for the dump, by the way, because he says, give me back my black t-shirt.
I'm going for tight fitting jeans.
Dumped.
Tight fitting jeans.
You're wrong. Air Force Ones versus suit and tie. Air Force Ones moves on. Hoodie versus the sweater song.
Hoodie.
The sweater song.
Sweater song moves on. Baby's got her blue jeans on versus coat of many colors.
Coat of many colors.
Coat of many colors.
Coat of many colors moves on. Short skirt, long jacket versus chantilly lace.
Chantilly lace.
Chantilly lace.
Chantilly lace moves on. Blue suede shoes versus these boots were made for walking.
Oh, no. Why did you do that?
Sorry. They're all really good picks.
Spoiler alert, he's not sorry.
Blue suede shoes.
Just to keep it interesting, chantilly lace.
That wasn't an option.
Blue suede shoes versus these boots
are made for walking.
Then just to make it interesting, these boots are made for walking. There we go.
Actually concur. Boots move on. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes versus sharp dress man.
Sharp dress man.
Sharp dress man.
Sharp dress man moves on. Zoot suit riot versus Joe Cocker's you can leave your hat on.
Oh, you can leave your hat on.
Zoot suit riot
moves on.
Are you serious?
Raspberry beret versus lady in red.
Lady in red.
Lady in red.
Really? Okay. Out in the first round.
Wow. Devil with a blue dress on versus itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow.
Devil with a blue dress.
Devil with a blue dress. That's not even funny. Sharp dressed man versus tight fitting jeans. It sounds like a Pornhub title.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sharp dressed man.
Sharp dressed man moves on. Zoot Suit Riot versus Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones.
Zoot Suit Riot moves on. Lady in Red versus the sweater song. Oh no, you guys are gonna
Sweater song.
Oh, Lady in Red
song moves on. I was convinced it would not. Devil with the blue dress versus coat of many colors.
Coat of many colors.
Blue dress.
Coat of many colors. What? I can't vote against Dolly.
Oh, no.
Hey, you just voted against Chris DeBerg, so shut it. I don't want to hear word
how
one
I
out of
vote
you.
Vote against the estimable Chris DeBerg.
Okay, it's Chris DeBerg.
These boots are made for walking versus chantilly lace.
Ooh.
For best song about an article of clothing or clothing in general.
Chantilly lace.
Chantilly.
I'm going with these boots.
Chantilly lace moves on.
Oh. Boots are made for getting eliminated.
Sharp dressed man versus the sweater song.
Sharp dressed man.
I'm going with sweater song.
Sharp dressed man.
You monster. Oop. And it just ended up deleting everything. Oops.
Well, there went your plan.
Okay.
Voting over.
Zoot Suit Riot versus Coat of Many Colors.
Coat of Many Colors.
Zoot!
Oh, wait, didn't we already do this? They weren't against each other because I really like Zoot Suit Riot, but I don't want to vote against Dolly.
Wait, no, but what did Dolly beat last round?
I don't remember.
It wasn't Zoot Suit Riot.
It wasn't?
Okay.
No.
Okay. I thought I missed something. All right.
It was something else that appalled you.
Hmm. Many things do.
I really like Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot moves on.
What?
Sharp Dress Man versus Chantilly Lace.
Sharp Dress Man. Chantilly Lace was fun, but it's over now.
Chantilly Lace. I'm going with Chantilly.
Sharp Dress Man.
Oh, oops. Okay. Wrong one. All right. So that goes to the final, where it comes down to for best song about clothing. Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top versus Chantilly Lace by The Big Bopper. I'm going with Chantilly Lace.
Wait, I thought Zoot Suit Riot made it.
I thought Zoot Suit Riot did too.
It didn't get voted off.
Oh, wait, you're
what
right.
What have
Sharp,
you done?
Sharp, you're terrible at this.
You know, ever since, remember, Rebecca, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I think I figured out.
When you made like a formula and you were bragging about it.
Yeah, ever since then, I haven't been able to do it right.
No. That was close.
So the final comes down to Zoot Suit Riot versus Chantilly Lace.
Wait, Sharp Dressed Man made it, didn't it?
It's Sharp Dressed Man and Zoot Suit Riot.
Which one's the winner?
One more time.
Sharp Dressed Man. No.
So the final comes down to
Sharp Dressed Man.
Sharp Dressed Man versus Chantilly Lace.
No. Sharp Dressed Man versus Zoot Suit Riot.
Isn't that what I said earlier?
No. You said Zoot Suit Riot versus Chantilly Lace.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It is Sharp Dressed Man versus Zoot Suit Riot. I am voting for Sharp Dressed Man.
Zoot Suit.
And the winner is Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot is the winner.
I hate you both.
For best song about clothing.
And your silly little talk show.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah. This is your winner. I don't know what happened. I honestly just lost the thread mentally there for a minute.
That formula I had.
It works when I do it at home. I practice doing the list at home. I go over our picks from like the last week and I go, okay, like say I had like three more and then, okay, then I'll do this. And
you
then
actually practice at home.
I'm not kidding. I do.
Wow.
And it still gets screwed up when we go on air.
You know, I almost, I didn't, but I almost submitted the most ridiculous song for consideration.
Which
for the
one?
List. It's a song that was like strictly an R&B hit.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, it's that almost pornographic slow jam stereotype thing.
Okay.
It's by Adina Howard called T-Shirt and Panties. Just because I wanted to put you through having to vote for it.
Is this against modem dialing up? What is this?
Well, it's 1998, but no. She's on the phone with her guy.
Oh, my God.
What?
I hate that trope.
T-shirt is my panties on.
Yeah, see?
T-shirt is my panties on.
You know, that kind of thing where the thing about the guy calling the chick at the beginning of the song has enabled so many obscene callers.
Oh, yeah.
I think you just call a chick, right?
But at the same time, caller ID, like, that cut that off right away.
Destroyed obscene callers,
That nipped that in the butt.
And then we got Tinder to make up for it.
Like the pendulum just keeps going back and forth.
I thought something was left on in the studio.
T-shirt and panties, not on the list, but one anyway. Coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show. We are not, it's Friday. We don't talk about anything serious on Friday. In general, we usually don't, unless something is breaking. Coming up, we need to talk about this. A woman had to be sent to the hospital because she was crying so hard during Avengers Endgame. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes at 7:35 here on 98.1.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Songs in Andalusia. There's tune inside in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the ventana open. Frederico Locker, dead and gone.
All right. And the story we need to talk about here is about Endgame. There's no spoilers in this, though I did see it last night, and I will concur that there are some tear-jerking scenes in this movie. If you have watched these movies for the last 11 years, if you are really into these characters and you think that the actors who perform their roles do a really good job, there are some scenes that are very, very sad. Not going to spoil anything.
I still feel like that was too much.
Apparently, the film caused an emotional reaction from one viewer. This college student had to go to the hospital after she began sobbing uncontrollably during a midnight screening of the movie on Wednesday. 21-year-old woman cried so hard that she began hyperventilating and experiencing chest pain. Doctors had to use oxygen, an oxygen mask, to calm her down because she was crying so hard. Now, I will say that there were a couple of parts in the movie where I teared up, and I look, and Henry, my 10-year-old, was with me, and I looked over at him, and he had tears brimming in his eyes, and it was a nice moment. Neither one of us were sobbing. Neither one of us, no!
And then couldn't
control ourselves.
Right, couldn't shut off the water.
It almost makes me wonder if, like, during the movie, she got a text like, hey, mom had to go to the hospital, and then she's like, well, I'm not leaving. This is Endgame.
No,
and then
no.
She got another text like, sorry, mom's dead, and then she broke down crying and sobbing, but still didn't want to leave because she had to see how it would end.
I'm going to tell you, hormones are a crazy, crazy thing.
So you think she's pregnant?
No.
You just think that she's a woman?
Well, it might be that time of the month.
Oh.
Lady chemistry is always a factor.
You know, I'm so glad you're on the show, Rebecca, because right. I would not be able to come back to the show on Monday if I went, you know why she was crying? She was on the... I'm just saying. Women, mm-hmm. You know how women are.
Mm-hmm.
You know how women are. Everybody knows this. Everybody, look, you're looking at me like I don't know. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, around that time, emotions
ladies be
are
shopping.
A
ladies be shopping. That's all I'm saying.
Out of control. A little more. Like, there's a rule in my house. We don't discuss finances around that time of the month.
Really? You have mm-hmm. it that
or
down?
I will get angry.
What if there's something urgent, though?
Nope. Wait till next week.
Wow. I've never seen you, though, in a bad mood. Do you just, when it's that time of month, do you just go, ah, just grin and bear it?
Few people have seen me in a bad mood where I get really angry and start yelling.
So do you
really?
Do you just hate everybody here for that period of time?
No, I'm not hateful or anything. I just am moved emotionally a lot more easily.
You mean you cry more or you
all
are
of
angry?
The above.
Oh. So just cycling.
Yeah.
So just
cycling.
The rule
cycling, yes.
The rule is just stay away from you.
No, don't stay away from me.
Okay.
Because I could be really, really nice. I could be really, really sad. Or really, really angry. I mean, you just don't know what you're going
to
get.
I have to say, though, I thought we were friends. That's all. You've never yelled at me or yelled, like, gotten, you
I've
know.
I've yelled at you.
Yeah, but not like.
I've yelled
yeah,
at
like,
you.
Jokingly. You've never, like, but you've never expressed real anger when I've been around. And that kind of makes me feel like, oh, she's holding back on that because she doesn't
well, we are
consider
in separate
me a confidant.
Rooms, so, you know.
Is that what it is?
Look,
is that why that is?
She's clearly friends with you. Otherwise, she wouldn't be discussing this topic on the air with you.
No, she's friends with the 11.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any problem sharing stuff with them.
It doesn't matter. But,
I don't have the story in front of me, but since we're on this topic anyway.
Oh, no.
Did you see that there's... I hate saying this. This is so disgusting and wrong.
What is it?
For pregnant women who want to share the joy of music with their baby, a company has invented a tampon Bluetooth speaker.
Wait
I'm
a
sorry,
second.
What?
It is a tampon-shaped Bluetooth speaker that you can then put up there so the baby can hear the music.
You know the baby can hear through your stomach.
Yeah, you can put like headphones.
You don't
right.
need to get
you
that
can do
close.
That. Yeah. They make those headphones, but apparently no. This is what they thought women need to.
You know, because
put one
when
of those
you're
up
when
there.
You're out shopping and it's inconvenient to have headphones on your belly, you could just use your Bluetooth
yeah,
tampon.
You could just be walking around.
It can go anywhere.
And people will be hearing.
You can swim with it.
Where's that coming from?
Or you can. You hear? You hear like the music?
What?
Starting from
start, your Bluetooth starts chiming into other people's conversations.
Just start playing hip hop on it. And your guts rattle. It's like the car trunk.
Actually, it'd be awesome if you just did that and you start playing death metal. You take a. Maybe you don't even need to be pregnant. Just you do that, take a date home. Just see if he's willing to stick around. If he'll stick through that, if you know,
oh my god,
you start getting frisky and then starts coming from down
wow
there. You know he's a keeper if he's like, very interesting.
Sets the mood now, doesn't it?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Good times.
What else you got?
What is the? Do we have an estimated retail price?
Oh,
of this?
I need to look it up. I read that story earlier. Let me.
Is this on Gwyneth Paltrow's website?
You would think so, because like every half the things on her website are, "Hey, women, shove this into you."
Wait, it is.
Yeah, I never, on Goop.
Yeah, I never go to Goop.
But
this is way less invasive than the rock that Gwyneth Paltrow was suggesting.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? Hold on.
I'm sorry. What was
Gwyneth Paltrow was telling women to shove a rock up there. Also, I read
another
story.
Well, that's not very absorbent now, is it?
I read another story that a gyno has been saying she's really frustrated, wrote an article on, like, I think it was on Medium, you know, like that, like, open blog type of thing, where she's like, I'm sick of telling women to stop putting garlic in there.
Oh my
From the text
gosh.
Line, I sense a new list. Best songs to play on your Bluetooth tampon. Thank you.
Here it is. Company creates tampon-shaped speakers so unborn babies can listen to music. Music applied using the baby pod.
Baby pod? That's the name
called.
Of it?
Yeah.
87% of babies responded to it.
87, yeah. Wow. Apparently responded. So they like it.
$150.
Yep.
That's the cost of this thing.
It comes with the speaker, auxiliary headphones, a case, a satin bag.
And it's waterproof.
That's true. If you need a, then when you're done, you can use it for the speaker in your shower. Because obviously.
No. 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 Now, we heard a few years ago about those things that would, you know, turn anything into a speaker. Like, you'd plug the plug into your cell phone and then, put it on your range hood or whatever to make it a speaker. Does this work that same way? Does it, like, make your guts a speaker?
Yeah, music in your bones.
Right, because if so, couldn't you use this whether you're with child or not?
Yeah.
I mean, and be
that's
one,
what I'm saying.
Be one with the music?
Yeah. I would say, like, yeah, you could, if maybe you're not pregnant. Maybe you just want to impress people.
Well, they have those toothbrushes that you can hear the music when you're brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
But I guess this, I mean, would it work? Can you hear it in your ears?
Why would you? I don't think you want to be putting this in your
No, no, I'm saying. If it
oh,
goes
you're saying like if you close
go,
your ears,
will the sound travel all the way to your ears?
This is an interesting.
Somebody said, "Aren't you supposed to not use tampons when you're pregnant?" I mean,
why not
would
though?
You, though?
I mean, but what's it going to hurt?
Well, but doesn't
okay? All right, you know what? Let's just. I think we're done. In a lot
are
of
you
ways.
Sure we're done?
Let's go back to the woman crying at Endgame. What movie made you cry the hardest? What movie makes you cry the hardest?
There's a lot of them. I would say The Notebook was the only time that I loudly sobbed in the theater.
Really?
And like tried
it's
to,
that sad.
I tried to hold back. And then I was like, just forget it.
What
just
is so sad about The Notebook? I've never seen it.
Well,
I've heard of it, certainly. I don't care.
The couple that struggles to get together throughout the first half of the movie, they end up getting together. And she has Alzheimer's. And he is.
She has Alzheimer's?
Yeah. And
how old is she?
Well, they're really old at the end.
Oh, at the end, okay.
They're very old.
Right. Are you going to ruin this movie for me? Because I haven't seen it.
No, shit.
Well, yeah, I'll ruin it.
That's why I told her. I don't care.
I'm about to tell you the ending.
This movie's been out for like 15 years. It's okay if you tell us what happens.
So the entire time he reads her their story that she wrote so that when she forgot, this would bring her back. And they have this moment where all of a sudden she knows who he is. And then
She
loses
again.
It, yeah.
Aww.
And they have to restrain her, and they have to tranquilize her.
Well, she started going crazy?
She goes crazy, yeah, because she doesn't know who she is, or who he is, and he was dancing with her, and she thinks he's, like, trying to attack her. And anyway, it's really sad, Well, she's resting comfortably. He goes in and curls up with her, and they die together at the exact same
time. Oh, my God! Ruining the movie for me. Thanks.
No, that would not in any way. Did he kill himself or he just happened to die?
They just happened to die
silly.
At the same time.
That doesn't happen.
It happened.
Okay.
It happened.
That wouldn't do anything for me because I'd be like, nobody dies at the same time. And also, who's changing that bed?
It was heartbreaking.
Two people died in the same bed.
Yeah, that part's not
good.
That's
a haunted bed now.
Well, they were in like a home for old people, but the home that they were in was their home, and then they turned it into this home for other old people.
So the movie that makes me cry the most, I think the one that honestly had me sobbing is The Green Mile. Movie destroys me. And I've said this on air before, and it's true. My wife doesn't cry at anything. Since she's had kids, she'll cry if, a kid is parental kind of stuff. Maybe that'll make her tear up. Or if a kid, I don't know, dies or something, maybe she'll be sad in a movie watching that. But she typically doesn't cry at anything.
My Girl?
I don't know if she could watch My Girl now. She's seen it, so I think it wouldn't be unexpected.
He can't see without his glasses.
The first time we watched The Green Mile, that woman wouldn't cry in front of me. She went to the bathroom.
Really?
Shut the door, and into her hands, I could hear her in the bathroom going,
Now see?
Wow.
She missed
it's a powerful movie.
She screwed it up. She should have turned the water on to cover up the sound.
There was no covering up the sound. We don't live in that big of a place.
No. Rule number one, though, of any time that you're in the bathroom trying to cover up audio,
yeah,
you turn the water
on.
Yeah,
Will knows this.
Of course I do.
Will, you've only seen like 5 movies, but have any of them made you cry?
I actually, and it was less a reflection on the movie and more a reflection on me. I cried at the end of The Shape of Water.
Yeah, I need to watch that movie.
That's a good movie.
I started watching it and I liked it, and then I fell asleep, and then just haven't. That's just like 2 years ago or
yeah.
a year and a half ago, whenever it came out, and I just haven't gone back to watch it. And I liked it. I just haven't gone back.
It was very good. I'm not going to reveal anything about the movie other than just at the end. And again, I think it was more me. I was all up in my feels, and I'm just. It was embarrassing.
All right. There we go.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show, a new study says that watching, speaking of movies, Spider-Man and Spider-Man movies can actually cure your arachnophobia. You can cure your fear of spiders by watching the movie Spider-Man. This was not commissioned by Marvel Studios. It's a real study, and I will explain how it works coming up on 98.1 in just 5 minutes. So a new study has good news for those of you who are afraid of spiders. All you have to do is watch a movie, and that movie is Spider-Man. Researchers from Bar-Ilan University and Ariel University in Israel say that watching the movie Spider-Man can actually help ease one's fear of arachnophobia. Also, watching the movie Ant-Man may decrease symptoms stemming from the fear of ants or myrmecophobia. There are people out there who are afraid of ants?
There's a phobia for almost everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't have to watch the entire movie. All you have to do is watch a 7-second clip from each film to significantly reduce symptoms in study participants.
Is it any given second?
Seconds? I don't know. You would think it would be seconds involving spiders or ants.
Or seeing them do something really good.
If you have generalized insect phobia, among 424 participants, those who had insect phobia watched clips from Spider-Man 2 and Ant-Man, and they also watched 7-second general opening scenes from other Marvel movies, and the ones that actually had a calming effect were the movies Spider-Man and Ant-Man, which is interesting. But maybe it's just I understand the exposure effect. If you're exposed to your fear, right, you realize, well, maybe this isn't as bad as I thought it was, because it's the anticipation of fear that actually is more frightening. But I don't know.
I think it makes the spiders more friendly, because would arachnophobia do the same thing?
Yeah. That's a good point,
because the spiders
and ants are heroes in those movies. Uh-huh. Whereas you're right, if you were watching Arachnophobia, they're the villains as they should be. I don't know. Do you have any phobias, either one of you?
I fear nothing.
I'm actually shocked you don't have something weirdly specific.
I have that.
You do? What?
Yes. I'm not afraid of any of the usual things, like, you know, public speaking or death or whatever. The thing that terrifies me to my bone is bones.
Okay, thank you.
Anesthesia awareness. I am scared to death of that.
Wait,
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
That's
not a phobia. That is a real, realistic and rational fear.
That is a fear that rocks me to my core.
Explain to her what it is.
Anesthesia awareness, and there are degrees of it, but at its worst, it is a case where you are aware and can feel whatever is happening to you when you are under anesthesia. But because you're under anesthesia, you're not able to notify them that you're awake, essentially.
And we had one of our random facts that we end the show with last week or earlier this week. I can't remember when it was. Rod was saying that it is not commonplace, but not unheard of for people to catch fire during surgery, mm-hmm, because of all the gases involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That you just burst into flames in the middle, mm-hmm, of surgery. And it's like one in like 5 or 50,000 or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the number was way too high.
A vasectomy uses one of those like soldering tools.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, they use a soldering tool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially. I mean, it's not an actual soldering iron, but it has the same effect.
Yeah.
You gotta cauterize it.
I thought the risk of fire is high there.
Yeah.
All right.
And let me tell you, it smells awful.
It does. Burning
so
flesh.
You got a vasectomy? Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah. Okay, that's something we need to talk about later.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
It's coming up on the show, Rebecca.
For years, one of Michael Jackson's biggest defenders was Corey Feldman, who himself was the victim of sexual assault as a child. But now Corey says he may have been wrong to defend Jackson. Why? I will tell you all about it at 8:04.
One last hour at the Jonathan Weir Show for the week. Thank you all for hanging out with us. Will Starrett, thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
Always a pleasure.
Really,
thanks for the invite.
Coming up on the show, we're going to have Max on Movies here. He's going to be talking about Avengers Endgame. And again, there's no spoilers. We're just going to talk about the overall tone of the movie and how we both received it intellectually and emotionally. It's great. I will just tell you that. I love the first movie. This one I thought was even better. I can't wait to go see it again. But the problem is, I can't go anywhere. Everywhere's sold out. Uh-oh, is your mic not on? Rebecca's mic's not on.
That's a problem.
Yeah, she can fix it, though. She'll get it.
A peek behind the curtain, mm-hmm, since Rod is not here tonight.
Yeah.
We've basically been engineering the program by committee.
Running back and forth. She does not know where that button is. She got it there.
I don't know where it is.
Okay, I know where it is.
Yeah?
But I can't tell her. Go back to your booth. We'll entertain the people for a second.
Okay.
While I fix things.
So anyway, we've been kind of engineering by committee, and that has meant that Jonathan is having to run into the control room at various times. Rebecca is having to run in there at various other times and twiddle the knobs and be the straw that stirs the drink. Well, the problem is now that something got turned off in there that wasn't supposed to be turned off. And
am I back?
You're back.
I'm back. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, I'm here. Yes, so, we're getting a workout in tonight.
Yeah, Jonathan went in, fixed that to where Rebecca could talk. Now he has to come back in
so he can resume hosting his own talk show.
I should stay in there and just run the board from in there.
And just do your show from master control.
But the problem is, I get distracted by the blinking lights. Two, I understand why Rod hates that room. That mic sucks. It's always falling apart. His computer is horrible. Half the time isn't connected to the internet. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of times tonight when I've been playing, the music from in here, we haven't had like this problem where no music plays for 10 seconds and then all of a sudden it starts for half a second and stops because the internet is actually working in here. Anyway, it's not time to complain about any of that
stuff. Duct tape and baling wire tonight. That's what it comes down to.
It's really bad.
But thank you for listening and putting up with it.
It's time to take a ride in Rebecca Crockett's Celebrity Rocket.
So this is gossip.
Looks pretty good.
Blast off!
Two worst minutes in radio history. But, Rebecca, real quick, what were you going to say about Endgame? Because that's when I had to go turn on your mic.
Yeah, I don't remember. Probably something about how I get to go see it. Oh, you were talking about seats.
Yeah, I can't get tickets.
Yeah, you
for
could
it,
yeah. probably get tickets, but your seats are going to be at opposite.
I would like
ends.
To sit or, next to my 10-year-old son or, when we go to know, see the movie again.
Right.
It'd be a little
up
awkward.
Next to the screen.
Yeah. If he has to go sit next to some woman or dude he doesn't know.
A friend of mine was talking about having that same problem. He lives in Phoenix and he's like, "You know, my wife wants to see it and I want to see it, but I can't do a date night where I say, okay, honey, well, you're six rows behind me on the other end of the row.
Because I have to have a seat for my girlfriend."
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Rebecca.
Yes, yes.
What's up?
Okay. So remember Leaving Neverland, that horrible, creepy documentary that you couldn't even get through?
Yes. I mean, I think it was an important documentary, I do agree that it was very creepy and shed a light, much needed light, on the affairs of Michael Jackson and how he treated those children.
Yeah, well, Corey Feldman had defended Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, he backed off and said that Michael never did anything to him. He wasn't saying he didn't do anything to anybody else. But now, in a Rolling Stone piece, he admits that Michael's actions were a little bit fishy.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit.
So now he finally, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think he probably watched the whole thing and was like, wait. Is that what he was doing the entire time?
Yeah.
Because he thinks that maybe he was grooming him.
Mm-hmm. Which is a term when pedophiles just slowly, almost like a shark circling their prey, try to make kids feel comfortable around them. And you can share secrets with me, which is exactly what Michael Jackson, according to the documentary,
mm-hmm.
what Michael Jackson did to those two boys. Well, this is our secret. This is between us.
He said everything was similar to what happened to me up until the sexual part. He bought me gifts, a Watchmen TV,
mm-hmm.
a gold watch from Disneyland. So he questions whether he was grooming him, but then he's like, but why didn't he pick me? Like, I was exactly what he would have wanted.
I actually have a theory about this.
Too ugly.
Jeez Louise. I have a theory.
Oh, that's not your theory?
Have a theory about this, and no, it has nothing to do with that. My theory is this. Michael Jackson picked people like Corey Feldman and Macaulay Culkin to be around him who were famous kids because then other kids would feel more comfortable being around him. He wasn't going to sexually assault Corey Feldman and Macaulay Culkin because they were celebrities. Too high profile, and they could have ratted him out. You didn't see R. Kelly going after Rihanna or anything like that, right?
If anything, he may too have been trying to surround himself with people who were celebrities for the purpose of having them pull a Corey Feldman and say, no, yeah, he didn't do
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So that when he's accused of this stuff, then he has Corey Feldman and Macaulay Culkin going, no, he never did anything to me.
Nah, it's all cool.
Yeah, and you have to trust them over some rando kid who, you know, was probably just in it for the money. Obviously, Corey Feldman and Macaulay Culkin, they have their own money. They don't need to sue Michael Jackson.
All right, let's talk about an artist that isn't sleazy and gross.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
When are we going to talk about the one that's
Stop.
Not gross?
Taylor Swift.
She's not sleazy.
She's not. Yeah. I actually like Taylor Swift.
And she's not gross.
I don't like her music, but I will say.
Her music's pretty gross. Some of that music's pretty gross.
You like one of her songs?
I like Shake It Off. That is an okay song.
Jonathan, what is wrong with you?
It's got a nice hook to it. I like the beat.
It's not a good song.
But I am annoyed with Taylor Swift quite often.
She released a song last night at midnight called Me.
Right.
And it is very reminiscent of her original style of music, not the country, but the pop style. She kind of made a transition with Reputation, but this song Me is more like her older stuff. It's pretty good. It's, I wouldn't say it's fire, but it's pretty good. Well, anyway, she was recently asked for three things that influence her the most. What do you think her number one thing is?
Her ex-boyfriends?
Money.
Nope. Ex-boyfriends isn't even in the top three.
That's what all her songs are about, though.
I think actually what influences her is...
Brian in Bonner Springs. Taylor Swift loves you.
No.
Keep sending her the letters. Eventually one of them's going to work.
No, no. So here's what influences her the most. Her cats.
Huh.
Her cats. She has three of them.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, she just got a new one. She posted it on Instagram this morning.
All those ex-boyfriends and now up to three cats.
Bull crap. She's not writing breakup songs about her cats.
She's accelerating into crazy cat lady territory.
Yeah, she doesn't mention Mr. Fluffy in blank space.
Her cats are in her new video, Me, on YouTube right now.
Uh-huh.
They are adorable. I only know one's name, Olivia.
I thought you didn't like cats.
I love cats.
Oh, I thought you didn't.
I have a cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your cat's name? You never mention him.
Michael Jackson. I've told you about it.
Oh, that's right.
But I call him MJ because you can't tell whether he's black or white.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she says she's obsessed with them.
And just like MJ,
just
he loves
real
cuddling.
Joy. MJ's actually vicious.
Good with
he
children?
Vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then her number two influencer is Paul McCartney, because she says he has an amazing career and created unparalleled art. And
wow.
She noted that he's also just really cool with his fans and selfless as a performer.
Really going out on a limb there, Tay-Tay.
Okay, the third thing, her fans on Tumblr. Because it
That's
gives her
inspiration.
Yeah, because
Tumblr?
Tumblr as well, but it gives her insight into what her fans are doing,
Tumblr?
What they like. They post cool pictures.
Are you sure she didn't mean LiveJournal or something else outdated?
She said Tumblr.
Tumblr. Mm-hmm. Okay. Friendster, maybe?
No.
GeoCities. Tripod.
It's Tumblr. Why have I never heard of any of these
Taylor
things
Swift's
that you're
website,
mentioning?
members.tripod.com/tilde_Taylor_Swift.
What was the first social media you were involved with? You didn't
Facebook.
Facebook, really?
Facebook was my first social media. Yeah, and it took me a while to get into it.
I had a GeoCities page in 98.
I had a tripod page back in the day.
I don't know what tripod is.
It was
like GeoCities.
Yeah, it's just like GeoCities. I'd have to say as far as social media, it was probably MySpace.
MySpace. I had LiveJournal before MySpace.
No, I was on AIM before that, but that was, you know.
One day I'm going to dig up my LiveJournal entries and read them on air because they were psychotic. They really were. It was just me. And because with LiveJournal, it's not like it's exposed to the rest of the world. It's only your friends can see that. And my friends are all nuts too. And it was just me like ranting about Bill Cosby, but this was before anybody knew what a creep he was. It was, let me see if I can do it. Anyway, what else you got?
Vanessa Hughes. You remember her from High School Musical?
Vanessa Hughes?
Or not Hughes. Hudgens.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's the High School Musical girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a midlife crisis. She's only 30. You know what that means?
She has lived a hard life.
She's going to die when she's 60.
Yeah, if she's midlife, having her crisis. Well, no, but there's a new term. It's a quarter life crisis. So if you have it.
How is that a new term? John Mayer was singing about that like in 2003.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it was new to me then.
All right.
Just like reruns of Frasier.
She says, I remember waking up of 27. That was the first moment where I was like, oh, I'm not a kid. I'm not a teenager. I'm an adult and I have responsibilities. To which I would like to reply, that's me every single day.
Yeah. That's not how
it took her to 27 to realize that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have to wipe my own butt. I had that when I was 20, like 19, really. Yeah.
I honestly think my like crisis or whatever was how old I had to, I think it was, the day I was born, and then it just has not
then
stopped.
It was all downhill after
been,
that.
Yeah, it's just been one just prolonged crisis.
The Jonathan Weir Show.
Coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show, we're going to have Max on Movies here to review Marvel's Avengers Endgame. Going to talk about that and only that. So if you aren't interested in that, then listen to our podcast. Just go to Google and search for Weir Show, W-I-E-R Show. Hope Max isn't listening because that was a really bad tease. It's a really good interview, and Max has some insight into Endgame that even though I'd seen it, I had not considered. But no spoilers. That's coming up in 5 minutes here on 98.
For a second, I thought that was Lightning Crashes with the guitar.
Jonathan Weir Show.
That flanged guitar.
I could kind of see that. I can kind of see that. It's the Jonathan Weir Show here at 98.1. Let's wrap up the week. We usually do the torture segment here, where whoever has the lowest points on the week gets punished for it. But instead, let's just play a game.
Yay! We get okay. to play a game.
Want to play a game?
Sure.
We'll play a music game. This is guess the song by the clip. And this is kind of interesting because instead of it just being random songs, these are songs. We're going to start at 1963 because I actually heard the first three of these. We're going to start at 1963. And then the next song is going to be from 1964.
Next one, 65.
Next one,
et cetera.
65.
Okay.
Right.
That's simple.
Why are you in there? Why did you?
Because my mic wasn't on again.
Rebecca has moved over to master control again.
Okay.
In case you're just joining us,
yeah,
with Rod out, we do not have someone to
know
handle the controls.
Yeah,
so
fine.
It's been
right,
by
so
committee.
Let me skip ahead here.
Well, I could have nailed all of those.
All right. We'll stare it.
Yes.
What is this song? We'll start here.
You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
That is correct.
Of course it is.
You
of course
really,
it is.
Really got me. And what year was it?
Oh, I need to know the year, too.
You don't have to.
66?
64.
64, okay.
Man, nothing is going right tonight. Just been a mess.
I didn't know the Kinks were at it that early.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were one of the first bands that used, like, distortion and stuff. They didn't have pedals or anything like that.
Yeah.
They literally would cut holes in their speakers.
Nice.
To make the distortion. It was
I
really
like
cool.
It.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, here's me.
That is also still You Really Got Me.
Obviously, it's She'll Have Fun Till the Daddy Takes Her Keyboard Away. I don't know the name of the song, though. Fun.
There it is.
Fun.
There
All
it
right.
is.
That was also, by the way, from 1964. Now we go to 1965. Rebecca.
Yes.
This is for you. When it starts playing. Here we go.
People try to put us down.
Talking about
my generation.
My generation
Yay!
Is correct.
Whew, that was a close one.
All right, we'll start back to you.
Like a Rolling Stone.
Like a Rolling Stone.
65.
That is also from 1965. All right, this next one is mine. That's Satisfaction. These might be too easy.
65 again.
Yeah, that's 65 again. Rebecca.
Yeah, and then there's me.
You didn't know that one?
Nope.
When I...
Can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Really? Big hit
no.
from Michael
when
Bolton
a...
later.
No
loves
idea.
A... When a... Loves a...
Oh, when a man loves a woman.
Yeah!
Hey, thank you.
Wow.
When a... Monkey Loves a Hot Dog?
I thought you were cursing.
Well, that's a different song.
I got a monkey and I got hot dog and they go great together.
They get it on so perfect.
Monkey loves a hot dog. Hot dog loves the monkey.
All right, next.
Together they make a funky pair.
No? Nobody else heard the song?
No.
2019.
Yeah, 2019.
Jonathan
Weir Show original. All right.
There's something happening.
Whose is that? Is that mine?
This is yours, yes.
For what it's worth.
Yes. Good, by the way. Not
What's
that sound?
Yeah, for what it's worth.
These might be too easy. Hey, where did we go? That would be Brown Eyed Girl.
Mm-hmm. You know, you keep saying that these might be too easy. We've had to bail Rebecca out twice.
Well, they might be too easy
for you and me, but yeah.
I also didn't have my headphones in until just now, so it's been kind of hard to hear them.
Oh, all right, really?
That's valid.
Okay.
What
have we got?
Here we go. Next one.
Not that one.
To be lies. And not all the joy.
You're
and
pretty good at that.
We have a problem.
You're too good at that.
She sang through a fan.
Don't you want
somebody to love?
There you go.
Somebody to love. There you go. Next one. Will Starrett.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I love Light My Fire.
That is lame.
Jose Feliciano rocked that too.
Do you think it's better than the Doors version? Yeah, you do. You just
they're not comparable.
All right,
Doors version's better because it has the long organ solo.
My baby wrote me a letter, or it's just the letter.
There you go.
Yeah.
By
the Box Tops.
There you are.
From 1967. We're still in the 60s for this. Yeah, this thing screwed up.
I thought that song was 68.
Well, this says 67.
All right, yeah. Fair enough.
You know, the kid who sang it was only like 16 years old, though.
Yeah.
How you sound that haggard at 16 years old is pretty amazing.
Speaking of such matters, also a Joe Cocker hit to reference something from earlier in the show.
Joe Cocker did the letter?
And he did a great version of it, too.
I bet he did. Great. He sounds just like that guy.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
All right, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Not that one.
She's not going to get this one.
In the of your.
Oh, that sounded really bad.
Yeah, it really did.
I don't even want to know.
In the of your.
Yeah, I don't even have a guess. I can only think of bad things. Keep going. I might get it.
I don't think she's going to get this one.
Maybe a little bit more.
I don't think it's going to get any better.
Did you hit the chorus yet?
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going. In the of your.
Yep, nope, nothing.
Sunshine of your love.
Could not have guessed that.
We tried.
Have you ever heard of the band Cream?
No.
Have you ever heard of Eric Clapton?
Yes.
Okay, he was in.
He was in there.
Didn't his son die?
Yes.
Yes. That song had nothing to do with his son dying, though.
Yeah.
Tears in Heaven is about his son dying and then him cashing in on it.
Yeah. It was such a sad story.
Yes, it is. Kid fell out of a window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But he made money off of it.
Hey, next song. Hey, next song. Son of a Preacher Man. Was that mine or yours?
That was yours, actually, but I said it anyway.
And it doesn't matter.
All right. Next one is mine. We're almost out of time. Little Help from My Friends. These have been okay. Rebecca,
you guys are getting all the easy ones.
No, not really.
Is it Help from My Friends?
It's With a Little Help from My Friends.
That's what I put, but it didn't.
It's
really
almost unfair playing this with Will.
There we go. All right, next
Why?
One.
You know all of them.
Okay, come on.
Na 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 na.
Hey. Na 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 na
na na na. Na 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 na.
Hey.
Hey.
Jude. Hey Jude.
Hey Jude. That's what I said.
All right, that's the Jonathan Weir Show for tonight. Thank you, Will Starrett, for filling in.
Pleasure is mine.
Really appreciate it.
Good night, good night, good night. Happy birthday, Bo Life Horses to Feed. And hey, Kansas City, when life's getting you down, just look at Square on the Chops and say...
Hey,